Salem News sports writer Nick Giannino is joining us. He missed the podcast this week, the Salem News Sports Writers podcast, but we've cornered him here today in Marblehead at the boys' lacrosse game. And Nick, I guess, give it, you cover girls' lacrosse, but let's begin right with Ipswich. They're gunning for a state title.
Yeah, Division Four. They are the number one seed. They're rolling through the competition so far. Just looking at the bracket here, they're coming off a 17-5 win over Monomoy, and they're going to be playing Mount Greylock, the number 8 seed, who's had some impressive wins themselves, in the Elite Eight coming up on the 11th. What's that, Bill?
Sunday, yeah.
So Sunday we'll be back at home, Ipswich High. Again, just having a phenomenal season. You know, they went in as one of the favorites, and they're showing up so far through these first couple games. We just had breaking news out of Ipswich today with their goalie, senior captain Ashton Flather, who's, you know, arguably the top goalie on the North Shore here, one of the better goalies in the state. She was just awarded an honor from USA Lacrosse as an All-American, so congratulations to Ashton. And obviously her sister also plays on the team and is having a great season too. So we'll see if they can get the job done and advance all the way to the finals here. A couple more wins. I could touch on Hamilton Wenham, Bill.
Yeah, too. Do it.
Right in Division Four on the other side of the bracket, Hamilton Wenham is still rolling right along. Saw them yesterday get a big win over Nipmuc Regional. It was a two-goal game late in action, I think 6 minutes left, and they ripped off a 7-1 run to finish the game and win in convincing fashion. Evelyn Bernard, the freshman standout there, is still tearing it up. I think she had, what, 7 goals yesterday. So she's a lot of teams probably don't know what to expect with her, you know, with this statewide tournament. It's tough to get the scouting down, and you see a freshman on the team, you're probably not expecting her to erupt like that. But she's been carrying the offense for Hamilton Wenham, and they got another big win yesterday. So we'll see. We might have a all Cape Ann League final between those two teams if they can keep advancing. 2 more wins for both, and they're in the championship round.
And then Masco is playing now as we speak and ahead, but obviously great season for them.
Yeah, Masco over there in Division Two. You know, they had, like Bill said, a terrific regular season, and they're keeping it up in the playoffs so far. They're taking on Ashland as we record this right now. Our Salem News sports reporter Matt Williams is taking in that game. I believe it was a 9-3 Masco lead at the half. That's an Ashland team that took down Marblehead in the opening round. We could have saw a, you know, all NEC rivalry match there, but Ashland snuck by Marblehead, and now Masco's got them, so we'll see what happens there. They got a chance to advance to the Elite Eight as well in Division Two.
All right, Nick, we haven't talked since the Celtics Game 7, so how are you doing, and what's your take on what happened to this team, and I guess what should they be doing, and have they done the right thing so far?
Yeah, well, to answer your first question there, Bill, I'm doing just fine, you know. As a Lakers fan here writing about the Celtics, you know, obviously was pulling for them. It's fun covering those games and seeing them play good basketball, which they did not do in Game 7. Shouldn't be all too surprised with what we saw, right? Looking back at the regular season and some of the earlier season playoff losses, they just kind of, you know, crumbled under the pressure, I guess. They're at home, and we don't have to go too much back into it and relive that terrible game. But looking ahead to the off season, I think, I wrote a column right after the season wrapped up, and I guess it is the right move to keep Joe Mazzulla, at the helm there. And they did him a solid by bringing in Sam Cassell, you know, a veteran player himself, an NBA champion, a 5-time All-Star, I believe. So they need something like that, you know, a voice in the locker room to kind of help Joe Mazzulla find his way a little bit. I think Joe did a lot of great things, but he definitely has a lot to learn still. And if they can get a couple more veteran assistants like that to join his staff, it's going to go a long way. And then the other big thing, obviously, we're talking about is Jaylen Brown. Do they sign him to the Supermax extension here? He definitely had his issues in the playoffs once again with turning the ball over, ball control, shot selection, things like that. I don't know. This is a tricky one for me. I think if the right deal is out there, you go for it. But at the same time, he's still a young player. Him and Tatum have had some great moments as a duo. They're still getting to the conference finals. They've gotten to the finals. I mean, I don't know if you just blow it up at this point. But you definitely look and see if there might be a deal out there that would make sense and go from there. And then other than that, just maybe some small tweaks around the edges, switch out some role players, things of that nature. But they're right there. I mean, obviously the Boston media, the Boston fans are going to be super hard on them, and rightfully so, but I still think they got a great group and are going to be able to contend next year.
Yeah, I mean, they lost the series before Game 4, to be honest with you, as it turned out. But so this Supermax thing, is that named after former Celtic Cedric Maxwell? Is that what that thing's named after, Nick? You know, I don't know.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't think so.
You know, Maxwell was a great player. I don't know if he was that great, but... Let's go
with it for Max's sake.
I'm all for it. Yeah.
Right. Just asking. All right, Nick, good seeing you. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. All appreciate it.
Nick Giannino, Salem News here on MSONewsSports.com.